It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, friend. I'm glad we're together today. Did you notice my doing something when I came in today that I don't usually do? Something with this. Notice how I had it over my shoulder? I usually take my jacket and hang it up in the closet, don't I? Well, this is a jacket that a friend gave me, and it doesn't fit me too well. I'll show you. It's a little too big for me. See here how big it is? And I need to have it fixed so that it will fit me. And there's a man in our neighborhood who is an older friend of mine. His name is Mr. Frazier. He's a tailor. Yeah. And he's been making clothes fit people for many years. And I thought maybe we'd just go to his tailor shop today, you and I. You could see how he makes this coat fit me. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Together's the way I like the best. I like to be with you. I like the things you explain to me, the things you show me to do. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Oh, some days it's good to stay alone, but sometimes I get bored. There's just so much you can do yourself with a doll or a ball or a sword. But whenever I hear you've got some time and want me to be with you, I wonder how you knew, 'cause that's what I wanted to. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Shall we go to Mr. Frazier's tailor shop and see how he fits this coat onto me? Okay, I'd like you to come along. Mr. Frazier.
Why, hello, Mr. Rogers. What can I do for you?
Well, I have this jacket that's much too large for me. I wondered if you could make it smaller.
Well, sure. Pull off your sweater there, and we'll see what we can do for it.
Mm-hmm.
My, Mr. Rogers, that is large. Let's turn, let's, oh, yes, yes. Well, now, I think we can do something to make that fit you, though.
Good.
Now, let's look at these shoulders here, sir. And we'll take this shoulder in like that. Mark it down here. Now, let's look at the sleeves. Of course, when you take the shoulder up, why, naturally, the sleeves are going to be a little shorter, but I think still we'll have to go up about an inch on this sleeve here. Yes, just about an inch. Be right for that one. Now, Mr. Rogers, you know, both sleeves aren't necessarily the same, so possibly the other sleeve might be a little longer, a little shorter.
Okay.
So we'll look at the other shoulder now, the other sleeve, please.
Mm-hmm. Do you always use chalk?
Oh, yes, that's a better way. Uh-huh. Now let's look at this. Gracious, this sleeve looks a little different than the other one. I think it's about an inch and a quarter to make it even with that the other sleeve. Why, yes, that's just about it. That's an inch and a quarter. Okay, now, Mr. Rogers, you will turn around. We'll see what we can do. You have that's fastened up in the front now?
Yes.
Okay, sir. And we're going to take in each side here. A little bit. We take in each seam an equal amount in order to balance out the coat, you know, to make sure that the one side isn't bigger than the other.
Do you have to cut out some of the material?
It will be necessary to cut some of the material because it's quite a bit to be taken out of this, Mr. Rogers. Mm-hmm. Quite a bit.
Tell me, Mr. Frazier, when you were a little boy, were you interested in clothes?
Oh, yes. I was interested in tailoring, yes.
Tailoring?
Yes.
Even so young as a little boy?
Well, my dad was a tailor. And, you know, sometimes you like to do the things your dad does. So he encouraged me. And when I was 7 years old, why, he started me sewing. And he gave me my first thimble.
Your first thimble?
Yes, when I was 7 years old. And I started from there. I'll show you that thimble. It's an interesting thing. I'd like you to see it. I mean, many people don't understand about a tailor's thimble. I have one here. Mr. Rogers, see, this is a thimble without a top on it. You sew from the side.
Why, it is. Look, it doesn't have any top there. The needle is here, and then you just push it.
Just push it,
like
it in, yeah. You push it in from the side.
And your dad gave you
my
one like that.
My dad gave me that. Yes, sir.
Well, he probably wanted to save your fingers.
Oh, that's
from
right.
Getting
that's
hurt.
Right. Yeah. Now I'll take this in here on the side. And he taught me a lot of things about tailoring, you know. And he made me work very hard, a very odd job that I thought wasn't necessary at that time, but which I'm very grateful that he taught me now.
I see. Did he teach you how to make buttonholes and things
like
that?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I spent many an hour making buttonholes, and I thought they were perfect. And so far as I was concerned with my dad, they were a thankless task. But it was a good training, and I have really enjoyed having the training because it's helped me a lot. Now let's turn around to the front, and we'll get this again. Now, my gracious, we still have some space there to be filled up. This is a large coat. Now I'll take this and pin this down here. Now we'll turn on the other side, sir.
You like to do this?
Oh, I really enjoy it. I mean, I find a great pleasure in it.
In making something fit somebody, huh?
Making something fit, making new clothes. Now, Mr. Rogers, that coat will look much nicer after I take out the sleeves and cut them down and then put the seams back in place. It'll really fit you nice. You'll be real proud of that.
I'm sure I
will. It'll be quite a job, but you'll be happy.
Thanks.
You like to take it off?
Yeah, would you show my friends this one you're working
on
here?
Oh, yes. This is a new, that's a new coat, Mr. Rogers, that I've made for a gentleman. He's coming in this afternoon for a try-on. And we have it all set except putting in one sleeve to see how it fits.
Look at the padding in there.
As you know, well, we have that padding in there because each individual has their own posture characteristics.
Everybody's so different.
Yeah, we have to adjust these clothes to fit him. That's why we have it like this. Now, we put the sleeve, we set the sleeve in here. We'll take it off. I'll show you how it's done.
Okay.
After we turn the sleeve inside out here.
This is a mannequin.
That's a mannequin, yes. Put your coat on there, Mr. Rogers.
Okay.
Yeah, no need of you holding because I have to work with that. Now, we take this sleeve, see, and turn it inside out. And we start at the bottom here and go around until we get to the sleeve head. And then we draw the sleeve head in, you know.
I see.
Because you have a certain fullness, just like you have in here, see.
Mm-hmm.
And then you make that makes the sleeve swing nice, see.
Hmm.
And he'll be in this afternoon. Now, you have another coat here, Mr. Rogers. Would you like to take that along with you?
The plaid jacket, is that ready?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'd like to. Thank you.
No, that fits beautiful.
It certainly does.
Beautiful job, beautiful job.
Beautiful job, Mr. Frazier. Thank you very much.
Well, you can send me a bill for that. Well, send me the check.
Sure, I will. I'll just wear it, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Thank you very much.
Well, you come in about 10 days, and I'll have that ready for you.
All right.
Well, I'll call you if it's ready before.
Good.
Mr. Rogers.
Thanks so much.
Good day.
Good day to you, sir. Mr. Frazier, didn't he do a great job with this? Now, we'll hang this one up. When I was a little boy, I used to measure all kinds of things. That tape measure around Mr. Frazier's neck reminded me of that. I thought I had one in there. Well, here's a yardstick. I'll show you one of the things I used to do. When I was growing, I would stand a door frame like this. Let's see how tall I was. And then take a yardstick like this and measure it. Yeah, I guess I was about 3 years old when I was 1 yardstick high. But it doesn't matter how high you are or how wide you are or what kinds of toys you play with. It's you yourself that matters. It's you I like.
You I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. I like every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you. I like. It's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you I like.
It's you too I like. I saw a little truck in here. Come to the kitchen, I'll show you something. Thought what we could do is just roll the truck along this yardstick, and you could tell me where it stops. Yeah? There it goes up to 5, 6, and it stops at 7, 9, 10, 11. That'll go back. Stops at 8. Stops at 4. 3, 2, 1, and off. What about using the neighborhood trolley along here? We'll get the little model. That can be its tracks. What'll we make believe today? I'd like to make believe something about Mr. Fraser. Maybe King Friday the 13th could ask Mr. Fraser to make a cape for Mr. Apple. How about that? The Royal Tailor Fraser. Okay? Let's use this trolley and go to the neighborhood of make-believe.
There goes the trolley, Mr. Fraser.
The trolley's running on time today.
It certainly is. Now, about this other matter, what kind of cloth do you think we should use?
I suggest a purple crepe.
Purple crepe, that might be very nice, yes. Could you get any gold in it anywhere?
Well, perhaps we could use a gold brocade lining and trim the edge of the cape with a gold braid.
Oh, I think that's a wonderful suggestion, Mr. Fraser. Do you think you'd be able to figure out what size to make it without letting the magician know?
Having seen the magician, I'm sure there won't be any problem.
Well, I know you'll do it well, as you always do, and I thank you for your good care in this matter.
Oh, thank you.
Here is Lady Eberle.
Uncle Friday, Mr. Fraser.
How are you?
Thank you, Mr. Fraser. If you can have it ready for us quickly, I'd appreciate it.
Well, I'll get back to the shop and start working on it right away.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Goodbye, working. Mr. Fraser.
He does beautiful work, you know.
Yes.
Now, tell me, Lady Eberle, what arrangements have you made?
Oh, so far so good. Don Quixote is going to supply the Apple family with all the water they need.
Oh, yes. Excellent.
And, let's see, Corny
is
going to make a table and chairs for everyone in the Apple family.
Oh, without polluting the stream, I trust.
Oh, of course, Uncle Friday. And let me see, now I have to go over and talk to Elsie Jean and Dr. Bill.
Very good. Report back to me in 53 and a half, please.
Certainly, Uncle Friday.
Thank you. Oh, this is turning out very nicely.
Well, we've been expecting you, Lady Eberle. We've been expecting you.
Hi, Lady Eberle.
Hi, Elsie Jean. Hi, Dr. Bill.
Now, what was this urgent business you wanted to see me about?
It's about the KFQSSRFFPTA.
About the what?
The KQRFF... what is that again?
Well, it's the King Friday, Queen Sarah Saturday Royal Foundation for the Performing Arts.
Well, that's an awfully big title.
But what does it do?
Well, it's to help people who come to perform in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, you mean to help pay for them?
Yes, dear. They often have a hard time in making ends meet to make enough money.
That's right. So Uncle Friday and Aunt Sarah Saturday have asked for contributions from the people in the neighborhood of make-believe to help support visiting artists.
Hey, well, we certainly want to help, don't we, Elsie Jean?
Oh, of course. You can count on me for some homemade bread.
Oh, that's a great contribution.
And I'll be glad to give medical care free of charge to the visiting artists and their families.
You two are so wonderful. You're going to make a lot of people very happy.
Well, it makes us happy to do it, dear.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Daniel.
Oh, hi, Lady Abernet.
Good news, Daniel.
What is it?
Uncle Friday did think of a way.
A way?
To help Mr. Apple.
Oh, great.
You know what it's called?
What?
The KFQSSRFFTPA.
Well, that's grand that he's thought of a way to help Mr. Apple, but what's the KFQ? Oh.
KFQ. Well, it's easier if I tell you what it stands for, Daniel.
Oh, all right.
It's the King Friday, Queen Sarah Saturday, Royal Foundation for the Performing Arts, better known as KFQSSRFFTPA.
I still don't think I understand.
Well, Uncle Friday wants to help people like Mr. Apple so that they can get food and clothes and things, even when we don't sell a lot of tickets.
Oh, I think I understand.
So Uncle Friday thought that everybody in the neighborhood of make-believe could make some kind of contribution to help people like Mr. Apple.
Well, you know, I don't have much money. I gave you that half for the ticket.
Daniel, it doesn't have to be money.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
Well, if it doesn't have to be money, could I mean... would it be okay if I shared a toy?
That would be great, Daniel. What kind of toy were you thinking of?
Well, it's not my favorite toy, but, it's my second favorite.
Your second favorite?
Mm-hmm.
That
just
would
a minute.
Be nice, Daniel.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Here.
Oh.
That's sort of my second favorite.
Oh,
and
nice,
this could be part of the... What did you say it was called again?
KFQSSRFFTPA.
Yes, it could be part of that. And any artist who brings a child could play with it when they come. What is it that you called it again?
The KFQSSRFFTPA.
Oh, it is easier when you sing it, isn't it?
KFQSSRFFTPA. KFQSSRFFTPA.
KFQSSRFFTPA. Well, good luck to you, and I'll bring this as a part of my contribution.
Thanks, Daniel.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Agamaga.
Agamaga, Daniel.
Agamaga.
KFQSSRFFTPA. KFQSSRFFTPA. RFFTPA.
It is easier to remember those letters when you sing them, isn't it? KFQSSRFFTPA. Yeah. I want to show you something that I thought of. A piece of paper and some chalk. You know, sometimes it's fun just to draw whatever you want to draw. Pictures or designs or anything. But other times it's fun to, you know, follow the dots. Let's see if I can make up a couple here. The numbers. See if you can guess what they might be. Now, I'll number them in different ways. Do this one like this. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 5 again, 6, 7. And this one do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, let's see what these turn out to be. Okay? One, to two, to three, to four, to five, to six, to seven. Little house, and then you can fill in this part if you want to, and some windows. And this one, one, up to two, down to three, over to four, over to five, and back to six. Yeah, sometimes it makes you feel good to draw just something free and easy like this. And sometimes it's very interesting and makes you feel good to be able to figure out what somebody else wanted you to draw. Lots of things in the world to help make you feel good. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling you're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll grow 12 inches today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know you're alive. It's such a good feeling to know you're in tune. It's such a happy feeling, you find you're in bloom. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll grow 12 inches today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know you're alive. Well, we've had a lively day together. It's about time for me to go. But you know when I'll be back. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. I like you just the way you are. See you tomorrow. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.